Welcome to the Aeronauts Podcast. My name is Boss, and together with me, Ulrich and Vincent, we'll be continuing from where we left off the last episode on the effects of COVID-19 pandemic in the aviation industry. So before we proceed to the discussion, how are you? How was your holidays to the both of you?
For me, it was a very short Chinese New Year break because I just went to get some clothes for Chinese New Year, mm-hmm. and one of my relatives came to visit. He was staying near my house, mm-hmm. so he's the only one who can come and visit. So thereafter, just a normal Chinese New Year, spending time with family, and then some time for golf as well.
Okay, that's nice. So you did enjoy going out golf. How about you, Vincent?
Simple yet boring Chinese New Year I had.
Okay.
And relatives, of course, we can't visit relatives because mm-hmm. they are, well, at a different state. If there's, you don't get to see relatives, means you don't get more ang pao. So basically, that's it. Less money for you. Less money for you this year.
But I understand there's a thing called online bank transfers. I think that still operates, right?
but I managed to get some ang paos from neighbors, and my mom went to visit my relatives. So she managed to went and visit. So they passed the ang paos over. So okay lah.
Wow, never appear so you can see the ang pao.
Okay. Just for although it's slightly non-aviation, can somebody please just enlighten us what is ang pao?
Okay, for example, it is a red packet where the elderly or the ones who are mostly married, they will give the red packets to their own relatives like grandchildren or nieces or relatives for their health and prosperity during the Chinese New Year.
Okay, that's nice. So thank you very much for the explanation. So before we proceed into our discussion about the COVID pandemic on the aviation industry, we have seek opinions from our friends whom are from the locally known airlines within Malaysia and their opinions in regards to the pandemic. We will start off with the interview between Melvin and Ulrich. Let's see what Melvin has to share.
Hello and welcome to Aeronauts Podcast first interview. It has been a long time. How have you been and how have you been coping with this COVID trying times?
Okay lah. I've been getting along well. Of course, I miss flying. But basically, just staying at home and then helping out with the family. And I just got a newborn baby, so taking care of the baby is what occupies me the most lah. But other than that, I also go for like jogging and stuff like that lah, just to keep myself fit, you know.
How about your flying? Like, how often do you fly nowadays?
Right now, I'm actually on furlough, so I'm not flying. I'll be on furlough for a few months.
Okay.
I haven't flown now in maybe about 4 or 5 months lah. I'm around there.
Okay. All right. So, second question. What is your opinion of the pandemic on the aviation industry? And what are the effects?
Of course, the pandemic had a huge effect on the aviation industry. Like most planes are grounded and so on. And of course, it costs a lot to the airlines because they still have to pay all of the their employees and then to aircraft lessors and so on. But hopefully it recovers lah, because we are ready to fly whenever, but the thing is that there's a lot of restrictions and so on, which is beyond our control, so we can't do anything about that. Just waiting for it to basically ease up lah. Once it eases up, then I predict lah, that we'll be going back to flying.
Alright. So, next question. Uh-huh. The air cargo industry has been booming during this pandemic, and airlines are mostly taking this opportunity in converting passenger flights to cargo flights. What do you think of this move?
I think it's a good move, but there's also a lot of restrictions, lah. Like you cannot just simply take one aircraft and then throw away all the seats and then call it a cargo aircraft. You'll need a special door that is used to load cargo. Pallets of cargo. And basically, if you want to convert an aircraft, it costs a lot. It runs into the tens of millions, basically. So, I'm sure airlines will look into that, lah, because the way they look at it, I'm sure, would be like, we can convert it now, but then when coronavirus is over, we'll be left with a lot of extra cargo aircrafts now that we can't utilize for passengers. So, that is one of the considerations, I think. And also, there's a lot of processes, approval processes that's needed, and training. So it's quite a long process as well, I'll put it that way. It's not so simple to just convert to Google straight away.
Yeah, I see. Because nowadays, I notice the airlines are putting boxes of delivery packages into the cabin as well to utilize the space, right?
Yeah.
And also to make revenue.
Those are packages, lah. Packages that are carried. We still have some demand for that, especially for packages that need to be shipped immediately. But for parcels that are basically not time constrained, they'll opt for shipping. So flying is one of that. Mm. And I wish that picks up as well. To load cargo.
Hopefully. Yeah. Because during this pandemic times, there are not much cargo passenger loads, so they might as well use the cargo space, true. Right?
Might as well.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, the next question. Will the aviation industry ever rise again? For example, will airlines have the numbers of the pre-COVID days again? How soon will it be?
I am very sure that we will go back to flying like how it was, lah. No doubt it will definitely go. The demand is still there. It is actually still there, but just that a lot, like what I said, there's a lot of restrictions. And once these restrictions are eased, I'm sure we will go back to flying. It may be even more than before. So, but how soon, I can't say, lah. I can't say. I hope it's sometime towards the third or fourth quarter of this year. But then there's a lot of other factors and restrictions on neighboring countries and so on. But I'm very sure it will go back, because this thing can't last forever.
Yep, I agree with you. Because according to sources, pandemics like before and like the H1N1 and SARS, I mean, the aviation industry will always rise up again to like normal numbers of passengers again.
For sure, bro. It will definitely come back. I have no doubt in that, because at the end of the day, people still want to travel. So there will still be people that want to go for holidays that are in other countries, and you know, people do business travel and so on. So there's always going to be demand for travel. That thing never goes away.
Yeah, true. Okay, yep. So next question. How much do you miss flying? Which part of it do you miss the most?
Every single day, I miss flying a lot, bro. I miss flying a lot. Nowadays I start watching a lot of YouTube videos for just to keep myself current with the procedures and so on. What was the other part of your question, huh?
Okay, another part of the question is which part of how much of flying do you miss the most, and which part of it do you miss the most?
Which part? Every part, bro. The takeoff and the landings, especially.
Yeah, man. Especially, I mean, because those are the parts where you get to hand fly the thing, right? I mean, hand fly the aircraft. So of course, that is the most part we all surely miss the most, right?
That's true. Miss everything, bro. Put it simple, miss the bad weather, so.
Yeah, true. All right. Okay, last question. How soon do you think you will start flying like back in the old days before the pandemic started?
I am not sure. That's a hard question to answer, but I hope it's sometime towards the middle or end of this year.
Okay.
Of course, it's not a definitive answer.
Yep. We all wouldn't know how long. Hopefully, by end of this year to next year, because we will want our normal lives back.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I think that's about it, bro. So, I think, all right, we are done. Thank you once again for joining me in this Aeronauts podcast interview. Just want to wish you all the best and take care. Hopefully, we will.
All right, thanks, bro.
Now that we have heard the views of Malvin, let's hear the interview between Saz and myself.
Hi there, Saz. How are you?
Hi, boss. I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well so far with how's everything's going on. What about you?
I am still holding on. So thank you very much for actually joining us on this interview. Now then.
Anytime, bro.
How have you been coping during this trying times?
Mentally, I'm doing fine, I guess. I have my family support. I have my friends to rant to if I get too stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth. I think you'll know.
Yeah. Yeah. I got your fair share over here.
I'm just going to say, syukur alhamdulillah. Everything so far has been stable, I guess. I don't know, or I can't really elaborate much about that topic.
Okay. Maybe if possible, just share it a little bit later, lah. Right?
Can.
Okay, then. So then, what is your opinion of the pandemic on the aviation industry? What's your take in it?
What's my take in it?
Yeah.
In 2019, I could say in a month, we could be flying about 85%, sometimes going up about to 90% maybe. But once the pandemic started coming, I could say coming, then we started flying 50%, sometimes even lower than that. We can go to 5%.
Wow.
To elaborate more, in a month, I'll be working about 12 days. That's I can say it like that. 12 days I could be working in a month.
That's on the after the post pandemic, or is it pre pandemic?
This is post pandemic.
So you're flying about 12 days a month post pandemic.
Yes.
Wow, that's really bad.
Until now, basically.
So when you say like 12 days a month, like are you doing like a hectic sectors, or do you just like go and come back and say go and come back, or do you have like a as they say night stop?
Oh, we don't have night stop anymore.
Oh, okay.
Not able to. I would say it's more on the second one. It's go back, go in kind of one.
Ah, okay. So how bad was it? Is it like? You said you were not doing well, I understand.
All right, okay. I'll go elaborate more on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not doing well, so to say, due to with the amount of flight that is reducing.
Mm-hmm.
We, in general, I think I could say almost all companies outside of aviation also, we have to start doing this thing called pay cuts. I think you will know that too.
Yes, I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Okay, pay cut.
So with that and with the pandemic still going on, even until now, a lot of people that I know and are actually quite close to have been let go in that sense.
So let go in a sense where, like how?
I hope my words are not too harsh. By meaning, thank you for the service. I hope to see you again, kind of. Let go.
Oh, okay. I think I understand that. So when you say pay cuts, I hope you don't mind me just asking about this. I mean, feel free not to answer this if you wish not to. Any idea of how many percent of pay cuts that you have received? or you need to remain it anonymous about your pay cut?
I hope you all don't mind, but I'll just keep this one anonymous for now.
Alright, thank you. But if based on that, I understand it's hugely significant. If based on that?
Kind of, yes.
Alright. I think that should suffice for now. Thank you. So then, the cargo industry has been booming during this pandemic, and airlines are converting passengers' flights to cargo flights. Basically, they actually, they carry freight in passenger seats and all those things. So, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. What's your opinion about this move?
Oh, I have a lot of opinion about it, but I'll just say my most favorite one.
Okay.
I would say it's a damn good idea, man.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie. Seeing all these cargo flights, it got me interested in cargo.
Mm-hmm.
Since coming to aviation, I always only knew two types of flying,
mm-hmm.
military and commercial ones. Cargo-wise, I never really put much thought about it until some airlines that are doing cargo now. So it really got me interested in trying cargo out.
Oh, all right. That's good. Okay then. So having said that, cargo flights are much more heavier than passenger travel. Pandemic wise, all of us are having some financial hicks, and yet people can actually buy things, and cargos are moving quite frequently. So, what do you think about that?
Can you repeat that?
Okay. Having said that, we are all having financial crunches. Am I correct?
Yes.
And yet people are actually buying things from overseas. So, I'm not just as your personal opinion. So, do we actually have, consumers still have cash to buy things, or is it because we can't go out? That is why we are actually buying things over the internet and all that. What do you think about that?
I feel like it's more of a coping mechanism. Like, you don't know what to do, you can't go out and see the stuff. Mm-hmm. With online, if you know, there's a lot of ads popping up. You see on the beside of your screen, you see, you will get emails saying there's discounts, and oh my god, with Shopee sales, oh my goodness, who wouldn't buy that? Who wouldn't?
So basically, the money that you're using to travel to work and all this is being utilized in some other manner in that sense, right?
Yeah, very true.
All right, then.
So very true.
Thank you very much, and I'm sorry you're diverting out of the aviation realm. Yeah. Okay.
That's I don't mind anytime.
Thanks. So then, how much do you miss flying? I believe you are a crew. So how much do you miss flying?
I miss flying a lot. I won't lie. 2019 times. It's so hard for me to say this without sounding like a bit snobbish or anything. Okay. So I hope you don't mind.
It's just an opinion, don't worry.
2019, I will be flying 6 days straight, non-stop, and maybe a couple of days off, and then we would continue back and forth like that. It was stressful, but honestly, it was enjoyable, I guess. The one I miss the most.
Yes. What would you miss the most?
I miss being out of the house more often. That's for sure.
We all do. We are all stuck at home.
And second, I miss the night stop. I miss being able to have night stop. I miss being able to doing night stop to go out with my crew, to go out eating and sightseeing. This is honestly my most favorite, but the most I miss is going out to eat.
So basically, you're the type of person who actually doesn't necessarily like to stay in the room, hotel room. You are the type that actually just go around, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wants to stay inside the room when there's good food outside?
That's true. All right. So, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you missed flying or Anything else?
I do have one thing I would like to say. I hope this doesn't sound, again, I hope this doesn't seem like I am trying to show off or anything. I hope you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay, then. And if like that, I won't beat around the bush. I do miss my old salary. And let me go in depth about that.
All right.
I think we both would understand. With the more you make, the more things you have to start paying. And most of those things are kind of expensive. Yeah. Speaking from an experience from a friend, he made a slight error in judgment and bought a house early last year. And seeing how he is now struggling in whether or not he should sell the house or start opening a small business to able to pay off things he has right now makes me miss our old salary back lah.
Yeah, I mean, times are hard, people are getting retrenched, so I wouldn't say I can imagine. I honestly can empathize on what they're going through. I think some of us have already experienced it before, so yeah, I can relate to that. Anyways, let's move on to the next question. So
yes,
based on your personal opinion again, okay, so how soon do you think you will start flying, like the golden days of 2019?
That's kind of hard. All right. With how things are currently, I would say I'm not really professionally investigating this. I'm just personally, in my opinion.
Okay.
It would take maybe 2024 for things to go back to normal.
Wow, that's...
Or like, yes.
That's
but
long.
Mostly if, yeah. It's just like, it's a safe number. Like 2024 is like how many years? More to come, 3 more years maybe.
Oh, yeah.
For people to confidently start traveling again.
Wow, that's really far.
I mean, it's only 2021. I know, but I mean, like, now it's 2021. I mean, like, we, for Malaysia, we still haven't gotten our COVID vaccine yet. Mm-hmm. So if, like, wanting to go back to normal, wanting to go back to start traveling, I think we all both would agree that if we want to go to other countries, we would like to have, like, if people come to our country, we would like them to have a confirmation from their hospital that they say that they took the COVID vaccination already before they start coming to our country.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's only fair, like, similar to like those books crew carry, right, to go around around the world, right? They need to take a certain amount of, like, they must get the hepatitis jabs and all this, am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
Okay, so I believe I've all asked all aviation-related questions. However, there will be one bonus question, so I hope you're prepared.
Let's go!
So, given the chance for you to go out of your home right now, be it overseas, be it just going to the garden or having a good jog. So what is it that you might you wish to do when you go out?
This one I can say straight without hesitation. I want to go to my favorite restaurant.
Oh, okay. Where is it?
It's in Pavilion, Kuala Lumpur. There's one Japanese restaurant called Kenpachi.
Oh, wow. Okay, I love Japanese food. So please enlighten me.
It's just a very fancy Japanese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And reason why I like there, okay, I have one very, my most favorite food from there. It's not even the sushi. It's just their garlic fried rice.
Oh, wow. That's simple.
Yes, it is. But somehow, their garlic fried rice is like the best for me.
Oh, okay. I was expecting something like some teriyaki or... But no, but it's okay. It's good. It's good. Anyways, thank you very much to spend your time over here. We really appreciate that you gave a female perspective from this angle. We were actually looking for more. I hope if it's okay, we can call you back again for the next for our next interview, or maybe you would like to join us on our following podcast. If it's okay,
that sounds cool. Anytime, I don't mind.
All right, then. So thank you very much, Shaz, and have a good flying career coming up ahead.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. There you have it, folks. So this is the opinions of both our friends from the aviation industry. Thank you very much to Marvin and Shaz. And I think you might be actually having some questionnaires on certain terms, but the one that probably y'all might actually ask is about night stop. So what is a night stop? Night stop is actually a term used by crews where you go to a place and you stop there and you rest and you depart on the following day. Hence, they call it, they shorten it up like a night, they call it a night stop. And correct me if I'm wrong, Audric and Vincent.
Yeah, you're okay. Right.
So if that's the case, we will proceed about discussing, as per mentioned earlier. So based on the interview earlier, do you both agree with both the crew's statement about travel recovery? What's your opinion about this, Audric?
My opinion is, I guess they are right, because for now, for the international traveling, it's quite, restricted, as some of the countries are still on a lockdown. So, but for example, for, I think, American Airlines and I think the Air Canada, they are open for some passenger flights as well, but most of the countries are still on lockdown. So it's good for those airlines who are still trying their best to get their fleet running in a way.
Okay. Okay. How about you, Vincent?
I have to agree with Marvin where he said that international travel, he's expecting international travel to be up real soon, which is by end of the year or maybe early next year. Mm-hmm. And Singapore Airlines actually just recently did their flight, international flight with the vaccinated crew. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing it's really real soon. I mean, international travel will be coming up real soon. It's just that how other nations vaccinates their people and how soon all their people can actually be vaccinated to actually allow everyone to travel internationally.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, most of our carriers are actually dependent on international borders, am I correct? So we do need certain amount of, vaccination in order to operate. Anyway, thank you very much. Yeah, you were saying?
No, the issue is that if people don't get vaccinated, then they can't travel. So
pandemic is actually quite contagious. So yeah, I do agree with you. So thank you very much, Vincent and Ulrich, for your opinion. And probably the last statement, or last question for that matter. Instead of international travel, would you recommend people to travel locally? And if you do, why? If not, why?
For me, I think the local traveling public will be missing flying very much. Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of passengers will try to travel locally. Mm-hmm. And example, to Penang or to East Malaysia, mm-hmm. If the government allows, and because they have a lot of good food eating places and also a nice place to go for holidays.
Okay.
So the traveling public will be missing them, so maybe they might take a flight and go for short travel or something like that.
So having said within Malaysia locally, where would you recommend best?
For me, if the traveling public likes to go for food hunting, I think the best place is to go to Penang, mm-hmm. and to go for the beach and snorkeling or diving, mm-hmm. to clear waters. It will be to go to East Malaysia, Sabah and Sarawak.
Okay, thanks. How about you, Vincent? What's your opinion on the question?
I would say domestic travel is definitely on the rise, especially pre MCO 2.0, where Malaysia government actually allowed us to have an interstate travel, mm-hmm. and you can see the rise in domestic travel and travelers to actually go holiday for short holiday for quick getaway. For example, even Langkawi, if you try to book a hotel that is like 400 to 500 ringgit, which is quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to book it online, you can actually see that it's fully booked. You can't even get the whiff of it.
Oh, okay.
I would say the demand for domestic travel is actually really, really high if interstate travel is actually allowed. So, yeah, I mean, domestic travel is good. It's a good thing. Plus, you're actually supporting your
local economy, you mean?
Yeah, local economy.
Okay, that's good. Similar to how I asked Ulrich about earlier, where would you recommend for anyone to travel within domestically, if within Malaysia?
If you're into golf, Johor. Johor has a few good golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
Into food, like what Ulrich mentioned, Penang.
Mm-hmm.
As for sightseeing, I think there are plenty of places that you can actually go sightseeing. Like Ulrich mentioned, Sabah, Sarawak, which is located in East Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're into hiking, definitely go Sabah. Try to hike the Mount Kinabalu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, so then, I think that sort of concludes our discussion in regards of the COVID pandemic that has affected us in the aviation industry. So any last statements you all like to say before we end this topic?
So far, I'm okay. I've got nothing to say.
Okay.
I think we may have to elaborate more in regards to part one. I had some feedback from some friends. So maybe you can make a episode again, maybe in the future.
Probably in the following episode, we might discuss about it. Probably because there were some questions actually people were actually raised, so we will use it on the proceeding episode. So then, Vincent and Ulrich, any idea on what's up for our next episode?
Ulrich,
it will be topic about movies that are related to aviation. Particularly Top Gun, that is my best aviation movie for me.
AKA best movie ever, #.
Okay.
So yes, we will be going on live on the next episode on what or how did media help you gain interest into aviation? And for Ulrich's case, why Top Gun is the best movie ever. So thank you very much, folks. Looking forward to see you again. And as per before, give it a like and follow at AER0NUTS at Instagram, Facebook, as well as Twitter. So thank you very much and have a good week ahead.